India plans first tokenized corporate bonds in September, settled in CBDC. India plans to issue its first tokenized corporate bonds in September and settle them using the digital rupee, the country's central bank digital currency. According to a Reuters report circulated by Cointelegraph on August 25, 2026, the move would pair on-chain debt instruments with a state-issued digital currency for settlement, letting the bond and the payment change hands at the same moment rather than a day or more apart. The plan lands during a strong stretch for crypto markets. Bitcoin traded near $79,375 as of August 25, 2026, up 2.3% on the day and roughly 24% over the week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 81, deep in extreme greed territory. The tokenization news is separate from that price action, but it adds to a run of institutional and sovereign moves, treating blockchain rails as production infrastructure rather than an experiment. The mechanics of a CBDC-settled bond, a tokenized bond, represents ownership of the underlying debt as a digital token on a ledger. On its own, that changes how the asset is recorded and transferred. The settlement layer is where the digital rupee matters. When a token trades, the buyer's payment and the seller's asset can move in a single atomic step, either both legs complete or neither does. That structure removes the gap that sits between trade and settlement in traditional bond markets, where Indian securities generally settle a business day after the trade. During that window, each side carries counterparty exposure to the other. Atomic delivery versus payment collapses the window to near zero. The Reserve Bank of India has run its digital rupee pilot since late 2022 across retail and wholesale tracks. And wholesale CBDC was designed precisely for this kind of institutional settlement use, a sovereign endorsement of on-chain debt. The significance here is the issuer. This is not a fintech testing a sandbox product. It is one of the world's largest economies, putting corporate debt onto a ledger and settling it with central bank money. India runs a deep domestic bond market, and moving even a first tranche on-chain signals that the RBI views tokenization as compatible with its monetary framework rather than a threat to it. It also fits a wider 2026 pattern. HSBC and Standard Chartered recently ran a tokenized deposit settlement over the SWIFT network, and exchanges have been pushing traditional assets on-chain, as seen when OKX brought tokenized stocks, gold, and commodities to its platform. Franklin Templeton and Injective have moved on tokenized funds and transfer agent registration. India's step differs in that the settlement asset is sovereign digital cash, not a private stablecoin or a tokenized bank deposit. The gap between institutional rails and retail crypto. For readers who spend crypto or hold assets in self-custody wallets, it is worth being clear about what this is and is not. A CBDC is centralized and permissioned. The digital rupee is issued and controlled by the RBI, which can see and in principle restrict how it moves. That is the opposite of the censorship-resistant design most crypto users value, and it is a distinct rail from the public chain stablecoins that power most crypto card spending today. The near-term consumer impact in India is minimal. Tokenized corporate bonds are an institutional instrument, and the digital rupee is not something a shopper taps at a checkout. What matters for the broader ecosystem is the precedent. When a central bank settles real financial instruments on a ledger with atomic finality, the operational case for blockchain settlement stops being theoretical. That normalization tends to spill over into how regulators and banks view adjacent products, including stablecoins and the payment networks that crypto cards ultimately depend on. There are open questions. The report describes a plan for September and the size of the first issuance, the participating issuers, the specific ledger, and the secondary market rules were not detailed in the initial coverage. Execution risk on a first-of-its-kind government-backed tokenization is real, and timelines can slip.